U.S. Border Patrol reminds criminals about the consequences of assaulting federal officers. Texas border business. El Paso, Texas, the U.S. Border Patrol El Paso sector has seen a significant rise in attacks on Border Patrol agents recently and is reminding criminals of the consequences of assaulting a federal officer. Assaulting federal agents is not just a crime, it is an affront to our principles of justice and the safety of our nation. The brave men and women of the U.S. Border Patrol and all our law enforcement partners that work alongside with us safeguarding our nation's borders, said El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Anthony S. Good. We will not tolerate any harm to the well-being of those dedicated to protecting others. Our law enforcement partners stand with us in bringing those responsible to justice. The El Paso Sector Border Patrol is working closely with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office to bring all aggressors to justice. As the influx of migrants illegally crossing the border into the United States continues, the frequency of attacks on our federal agents has also increased. Violent confrontations occur when migrants and smugglers attempt to evade law enforcement. Since the beginning of fiscal year 2024, 66 El Paso Sector Border Patrol agents have been assaulted. During fiscal year 2023, 104 agents were assaulted. Federal law 18 U.S.C. 111 states that it is a crime to assault or resist arrest by a federal officer while they are performing their official duties. 18 U.S.C. 111 has consequences for the assault, kidnapping, and/or murder of a federal officer. The use of hands, fists, feet, teeth, firearms, knives, vehicles, and rocks, along with other items used as weapons to purposely inflict harm on federal officers while performing their duties, and the severity of the injuries are gathered and provided to the U.S. Attorney's Office for federal prosecution. Migrants often throw rocks and glass bottles at agents when trying to evade apprehension. There have been numerous instances of vehicles receiving extensive damage from rocks. Recent example of assaults on Border Patrol agents include Border Patrol agents assigned to the Santa Teresa station were assaulted by a subject forcefully resisting arrest by spitting on and attempting to bite them. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of New Mexico accepted prosecution for 8 U.S.C. 1325, entry without inspection, and 18 U.S.C. 111, misdemeanor assault on a federal officer. A Border Patrol agent assigned to the Santa Teresa station was pulled off his ATV by a subject when conducting ATV duties. The subject was prosecuted under 8 U.S.C. 1325 and was successfully returned to his country of origin. Agents also face attempts on their lives. While conducting an immigration stop within the Lordsburg area of responsibility, an agent was shot twice in the torso. The agent survived the shooting due to his ballistic vest. The man was sentenced to 19 years in federal prison for attempting to murder a U.S. Border Patrol agent. El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Anthony Scott Good has recently released a public service announcement on his social media platforms to spread awareness and inform the public about the consequences of assaulting a federal agent. The message includes messaging from FBI El Paso Division Special Agent in Charge John S. Morales and U.S. Attorney for the District of New Mexico Alex Ubele. The El Paso Sector Border Patrol will bring the full force of the law on agent assaults in collaboration with our local, state, federal law enforcement and prosecuting attorney partners. Those who commit these crimes will swiftly receive the full penalties under U.S. law.